Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I want to open the show with a huge apology. If you listen to our state trivia, one of our last episodes here, I did. It's rare, but I made a mistake. I am sorry. I am so ashamed of my Midwest roots. Yes, Indiana is a Hoosier state. I totally just botched that question when I said it. We totally missed it and sent it off to the editor. So I apologize. I've only gotten 800 Midwest messages from you guys. I heard you. I'm super sorry. Please don't pull my Midwest card. Hoosier State, Indiana. I apologize. Okay. With this episode, I actually have a really fun, completely unrelated to the Midwest or Hoosier State episode for you. We're going to play some pop music trivia. Who doesn't love pop music? I don't know of a single person who doesn't. A lot of earworms. You can't say no. You just got to love it. I'm going to do a quick shout out to Jordan, Lily, Brantley, Jaden, Paisley, JR, Emma, the Michigan Bogarts, Jackson, Anna, Heidi, Harmony Blue, and Sammy. And also wish a very happy birthday to Kyan Vega, Theo, and Gianni. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Meredith is actually off today. I'm handling some things, but if she were here, she would probably tell your parents they need to buy you a pony. So do with that information what you will. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of pop music trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. And hey, pretend Meredith is here and see if you can beat her. I'm going to be honest. She would probably do really well at this game of trivia. She knows her music so much. And I'm really sad you guys aren't going to hear her sing all these songs to you, which is like her favorite thing ever to do. All right. Round one, question one. What Pharrell Williams song was featured on the soundtrack for Despicable Me 2? As the song instructs, because he's blank, you should clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. That would be Happy. Who doesn't love that song? It is so catchy. Okay, question two. Her hits include Bad Guy, Ocean Eyes, and Happier Than Ever. That would be Billie Eilish. Question three. Eminem's 8 Mile is named after a road in which city? Eminem is from Detroit, Michigan. Not too far from me, about 45 minutes. We love Detroit. All right, question four. Currently on her Renaissance tour, the singer has the highest number of VMAs and Grammys for a female artist. We're talking about Queen Bee, Beyonce. Question five. This Canadian musician was born Abel McConnon Tesfaye. Hope I got that right, guys. And holds several chart records for songs such as Can't Feel My Face, Earned It, and The Hills. The Weeknd. All right, question six. What does Lady Gaga affectionately call her fans? They are her little monsters. Question seven. What's the name of Taylor Swift's 10th studio album, which includes tracks like Lavender Haze, Antihero, and Maroon? Yeah. That would be Midnights. And I had the actual like vinyl record of this. My daughter and I listened to it on the record player and it's amazing. Okay, question 8. What rapper refers to the red bottoms of pricey Christian Louis Vuitton shoes in her 2018 hit Bodak Yellow? None other than Cardi B. Question 9. Recently played by Austin Butler, which groundbreaking artist is also known as the King of Rock and Roll? That would be Elvis, of course. Final question of this round. What album they debut for Olivia Rodrigo, released in 2021, contains such songs as Brutal, Deja Vu, and Driver's License? That would be Sour. That was such an amazing album, you guys. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. I think we played that a million times in a row. All right. Not a bad first round. I feel pretty confident you guys did well. I'm excited to hear how it went. Let's go on to round 2.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Round 2, question 1. What 2013 Miley Cyrus song claims she came in like a what construction item and swings on the same item in the music video? A wrecking ball. She came in like a wrecking ball. Question 2. Who appeared dressed as a cheeseburger in Taylor Swift's 2019 You Need to Calm Down video as a compliment to Taylor's French fries and a seemingly end to a long-standing feud? Katy Perry. It was so nice seeing those two girls together. Question 3. What is Post Malone's favorite restaurant? Well, if you're a Post Malone fan, you have seen his videos about this. And I have to agree, he's a big fan of Olive Garden. And I love it, too. You cannot beat that gnocchi soup and free breadsticks. Question 4. What Cuban pop sensation who first rose to prominence as part of the girl group Fifth Harmony from the X Factor TV show has produced such recent hits as Don't Go Yet, Senorita, and Havana? Mm-hmm. That would be Camila Cabello. Question 5. What one-hit wonder act is behind Barbie Girl? This is like the OG Barbie song, you guys. If you grew up in the early 2000s, you probably know it. It didn't get a big feature in the new Barbie movie, but they did redo it. So that's enough props. That would be Aqua. Question 6. What pop singer is known as the Material Girl? No one holds a candle to her, and that is Madonna. Question 7. The late Pittsburgh rapper Mac Miller got name dropped by Ariana Grande in what breakup anthem that also gives gratitude to exes Pete Davidson and Big Sean? Thank you. Next. Question 8. What 1993 dance craze was brought into the world by Spanish group Los Del Rio? Listen, if you've been to a wedding, you know this song. That is the Macarena. Can you guys do the Macarena? All right, question 9. What young Canadian singer initially made waves through song snippets on Vine before starting a run of Billboard charting singles such as Treat You Better and Stitches? Oh my gosh, do you guys remember Vine? It was so much fun. It was like pre-TikTok. Okay, and that would be Shawn Mendes. Thank goodness Vine found him. All right, final question. In November 2020, the Korean boy band BTS became the first K-pop band to ever receive a Grammy nomination for what explosive song that became a number one hit in the US? Easy. That would be Dynamite. All right, guys, you did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. We sure missed Meredith today, but I'm excited to hear how you guys did with pop music trivia. Head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know. Also, you might see your face there. That's right. If you want to be featured on any of our social media accounts, just make sure your parents send your picture with your names to us via Facebook or Instagram, and we'll get those posted for you. But again, they have to include your names and they have to come from your parents. Also, if you want a shout out, birthday, or just a hi, I love that for you. Make sure your parents leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and include your name in that review so we know who to send the shout out to. All right, guys, turn that music up. Have an amazing day, trivia nerds.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.